Honor. I want to talk about honor today. First of all, I said it before, but happy Mother's Day to all of you. You know, I heard a quote a while back from Billy Sunday. Now, he was a preacher way back there. Don't ask me what year. Pastor Jim would know. I don't. He remembers things like that. He's good at that. But it says, men, try praising your wife, even if it does frighten her at first. Did you all get that, guys? Well, and then there was another true statement on a church sign that read, if evolution is true, how come mothers still have only two hands? Get it? Both statements are in fact true. We can laugh, but one thing is true. Mothers are many times the most overworked and least appreciated. Now, I said many times, but for the sake of this sermon, I am going to assume every woman here is a Proverbs 31 woman. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you again for bringing us here. We know that it's Mother's Day and it is a special time, and we do want to honor our mothers. But Father, we also want to be instructed. We want to hear from you. We want to know what's in your word that gives us hope and instruction for how we're supposed to be living as mothers. So, Father, I pray that you would bless this time that we spend in your word, that you would hide me behind the cross of Calvary, that I would not speak a word more or a word less, and absolutely everything I say to your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we are going to read Proverbs 31, and the women are going, oh, not again. But it talks about the wife of noble character, and it starts in verse 10, Proverbs 31, verse 10, so you can turn to that. Now, when I say a wife of noble character, let's be honest, ladies. If you're a wife of noble character, that translates into being a mother of noble character. I will warn you, this is rugged. So put your big girl pants on and get ready for it. So, and verse 10, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it out of her earnings. She plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring praise at the city gates. Wow. I know that that scripture is read at almost every Mother's Day service, and it's a valuable scripture. It is, in fact, though, a compilation of many attributes of a godly wife and mother. I dare say that we would be hard-pressed to find one mother in here with every one of those gifts that that woman has. And I choose not to lay that burden on all the mothers here, you know? You don't necessarily obtain every one of those gifts. That's a lot. Now, in Exodus 20, verse 12, it says, "Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you." Honor. Now, this wasn't just a statement. It was a commandment. It was important enough to the Lord that it made his top 10. Did you ever think of that? Honoring your father and mother were in the top 10 commandments that the Lord gave us. And just so that you don't think this is just an Old Testament thing, in Ephesians 6 verse 2, it is repeated again with honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. And in Timothy, 2 Timothy 1 verse 5, Paul was reminding Timothy that his genuine faith was first seen in his grandmother Lois and in his mother Eunice. It is something that is passed down from your grandmother to yourself, to your children. To honor your father and mother. Now today I'd like to focus on some of the things that we should honor our mothers for. When we honor someone, we evaluate that person accurately and honestly, and we treat them with deep respect, with reverence, kindness, and courtesy that their character demands. Now, some of you may be saying, "You don't know what kind of a nutbag I grew up with my mother." And I get it. I've seen nutbags out there. I've been in the stores and seen some mothers and go, "Oh, Chihuahua, what is she doing?" You know, that is life. Not every mother is a stellar mother. Not everyone exhibits even remotely loving their children. I know you've all seen people like that when you've been out and about. Well, here's the thing. When you honor your mother and father, even when they are not worthy, you're displaying the love of Christ. You are being obedient to God. Then don't you think that you will be all the more blessed for honoring them? As say me, I had a mother that was very easy to honor. She was a wonderful woman. Excuse me. When you have a parent that sacrifices for you, that you know they love you, they're willing to do whatever it takes to make your life better than what they had, it's easy to honor them. You feel a sense of love and respect for them. So you need to be able to, if you did not have a parent like that, honor them anyway, love them anyway. I have three qualities of a mom that we should honor today. So we're going to get to it. How many of you got reservations to go out to eat after church? How many are going out to eat after church? Well,
not right after church.
Getting there. We're going to keep at it then, so you can get out of here and get something to eat. Number one, let's honor our mom's sensitive spirit. Mothers do have a sensitive spirit, as seen in Mary, the mother of Jesus. In Luke 2, verse 19, it says, "But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart." A mother's heart is like a storehouse. She treasures everything that happens in her family, good and bad. Everything nice that her children say to her, loving cards, acts of appreciation and kindness. She rejoices when they show maturity. Amen? You're thinking, oh, hallelujah, they're getting it. But she also grieves when they act foolishly. Proverbs 10, verse 1 says, "A foolish son brings grief to his mother." She can tell when something's wrong. And according to Proverbs 29, verse 15, it brings his mother to shame. This sensitivity to wrong is a God-given capacity. A mother once writing to her minister about her son, this wasn't to Pastor Wayne. Excuse me. She said, "The company he keeps is very bad, and I'm brokenhearted." Kids, when you're not living right, when you're hanging out with people you shouldn't be hanging out with, you are breaking your parents' hearts. It creates a sense of tension and worry and fear that goes into their heart. That is a mother's quality, to have a sensitive spirit. But moms, don't despise it. Cultivate it. Guard it. And dedicate that part of your heart, that storehouse, to the Holy Spirit to be able to use for God. We like to say, guard your heart. When your kids do things that break your heart, don't allow that to fester in your heart. Don't think that particular thing they do right now, don't let it affect the rest of your life with your relationship with your child. Guard your heart. They come out the other end. Don't hang on to those awful things that bother you and that you think, oh my word, how are we ever going to get past it? You get past it. But don't set up a wall between you and your child by holding that offense with them. Guard your heart. Not every mother has children who express their love and appreciation as much as some of them do. Some children cut and hurt deeply. But mothers, never, never, never give up on the hope that God will reach your children and he will bring them back. God is faithful. He sees the hurting mother's tears and he will answer their prayers. Number two, let's honor our mom's sincere faith. This faith is displayed in two different ways. A, it's the faith that a mother lives in her daily life and her attitudes. It is her influence for good or evil. There is nothing to compare with this. We read earlier about Paul telling Timothy that he could see his faith that was first displayed in his grandmother and then his mother. That influence of how they lived was seen through into Timothy. But how about for evil? An illustration in the Bible is found in 1 Kings 22, verse 52, which says, "He did evil in the eyes of the Lord because he walked in the ways of his father and in the ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat." Now, I'm probably butchering those names. "Who caused Israel to sin." Now, they're referring right there to Ahaziah. He's the son of Ahab and Jezebel. That's who they're referencing. And it also says in 2 Chronicles that he walked in the way of the house of Ahab. Get this. Because his mother was his counselor who counseled him to do wickedly. Jezebel's son. That is the influence that a parent has on their children. You can influence them to do good. You may not see it for a while. They go through a season and you're thinking, oh boy. But they will come through. And they are watching how you live. The things you do, the things you say. So you can influence them, either good or bad. We see the powerful influence of a mother. But just as powerful as the influence of a mother, just as powerful as the influence of that mother and how she lives, is the influence of how she displays her faith. It says in Proverbs 1, verse 18, it says, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. And get this now. And forsake not the law of thy mother. We are divinely forbidden to forsake the teaching of godly parents. A mother is God's plan to teach her children, and we are to respect her place that is under God. And number three, we need to honor our mom's servant spirit. Now, I can't adequately cover this servant spirit without bringing back in Proverbs 31 into it. But if you do read it, you'll notice the specific description in God's word of a mother who possesses the heart of a servant. That's what Proverbs 31 is. She's a servant. She's a servant to her husband, but she's a servant to her whole family. Now, I don't spin fine linen. I you know, they're not getting exotic meals from other lands. And I mean, there are so many things that I read it and I felt, I got to admit, I felt a little bit beat up because I thought, boy, my kids sure grew up with, they did not get all the things that they say. I didn't get up at 4 a.m. to start making them food. Thank God we have washing machines, microwave ovens, and all the conveniences because it makes it more a little easier to be a Proverbs 31 woman. But it is actually a beautiful picture of an excellent wife and mother whose worth is invaluable. It says she's worth far more than rubies. I like to be thought of as that I am worth more than rubies. She is not a threat to her husband. She is not in competition with her husband. She is a helpmate. You know, I say that many times. I'm not a pastor. I am a helpmate. I am his helper. And I know many of you women feel the same way. I'm not competing with him. I don't want his job. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to be competing with my husband. You want to help them in all circumstances. Proverbs 31 woman says, it says, she delights in serving them. She prepares meals diligently. Hot dogs are okay. But she is not lazy. Ladies, she is not lazy. Getting up before daylight to provide for the needs of her family. This is Mary paraphrased. She works like a dog to make life easier and more pleasant for her family. Is that simple enough? She is not self-centered or selfish. She takes her role as mother very seriously. Mothers who have qualities like those of the Proverbs 31 woman are worthy of honor. If you have a mother like that, honor her. If you have a wife like that, honor her. Those qualities, though, are only possible as the Holy Spirit is allowed to work in your life to develop those qualities. This is a challenge to every mother today. Open your heart to the leading of the Holy Spirit to make you a better mother and a better wife. So let us, as sons and daughters, fulfill our responsibility through genuine respect, because by doing these things and honoring our mothers, we are actually honoring God. Amen. Let's pray. Father God, it seems actually so simple, but it's really not. Help us all to be filled with your Holy Spirit, to display the type of honor that is due not only our fathers and our mothers, but you. May we put you at the top of our homes. First you, then our spouses, then our children. Father, help us to get our positioning correct, but help us to show honor in everything that we say and do, because by doing that for our families, by doing that for our mothers and fathers, we're actually honoring you, Lord, because you set this up. We praise you and thank you today for everything you have shown us in your word. It is rich. It is so, there's just so much there, Father, for us to learn from you. So we thank you for that and ask that you would bless the remainder of our time together, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.